This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The United States, when it reflects on what happened here, has to examine its own policies as well and its own past. Democracies have to have the courage to acknowledge when we don't live up to the ideals that we stand for. When we've been slow to speak out for human rights, and that was the case here.
What we call separation of powers and decentralization. This makes it hard sometimes for America to change as rapidly as we need to respond to changed circumstances or problems.
We have more work to do to promote equality in our own countries, to reduce discrimination based on race in our own countries.
And that is impressive given the history of political polarization inside of Argentina. And that's something I know something about, political polarization.
Cuba, like the United States, was built in part by slaves. Like the United States, the Cuban people can trace their heritage to both slaves and slave owners. We do have too much money in American politics. We do have challenges with racial bias in our communities, in our criminal justice system, in our society, the legacy of slavery and segregation. In 1959, the year that my father moved to America, it was illegal for him to marry my mother, who was white, in many American states. When I first started school, we were still struggling to desegregate schools across the American South. Not because American democracy is perfect, but precisely because we're not. It isn't always pretty, the process of democracy. You can see that in the election going on back home.
I actually welcome President Castro commenting on some of the areas where he feels that we're falling short. In his view, making sure that everybody's getting a decent education or health care, has basic security in old age, that those things are human rights as well. I personally would not disagree with that.
Well, this is the president on, some would say, his apology tour to the Americas, Cuba, and of course, Argentina as well. And, you know, how do you feel about it? You know, is it, you know, some statements that have been long awaited? I mean, certainly, you know, and this, I think, is part of the problem, Scott, here, is that America doesn't quite understand the nuances of its involvement with other countries. You know, he talks about, you know, Argentina and some interference there. And, of course, back in the latter 70s, the United States was involved in the dirty war. We backed the wrong people. And it seems that this seems, you know, appears to be the order of the day, is that we get involved in other countries and their politics, and we end up backing the wrong people. And, you know, then later on, you know, as you know, the president is starting to, interesting that he is opening up access to some documentation so that we can understand, you know, the truth of that time period of time, in that period in history. It's, so then you say, okay, well, don't stop there. Let's just keep it all rolling out. Let's really expose, you know, what's going on. You know, when Jeremiah Wright talks about, you know, some of the injustices and the things that we've done and how, you know, they're coming back to roost on America, you know, what specifically is he referring to? What is Bill Ayers referring to? What do they know that we don't know, or what do they suspect without really having all the facts? And this is the thing that's kind of dangerous about some of these comments, because it opens it up, but do we have all the facts?
Yeah, and some of the things he said there kind of irk me. Mm-hmm. Bringing up, obviously, slavery was part of our history and things mm-hmm. like that. But the way he brings it up, unlike Cuba, here we actually had a civil rights movement, mm-hmm. which yes. they didn't get in Cuba.
No,
they won't have that in Cuba. Yeah. So we've started taking steps along the way to become a better country. But it doesn't matter. Every time he talks, he makes it sound like we had slaves 10 years ago or something.
Well, let me tell you, you start talking about civil rights and all this problem that's going on in America, I mean, it's like we really have not gotten beyond that point. It continues to drag along with us. But a discussion for another day, another time. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Coming at you Monday through Friday, 3 hours now every day from 9 to noon Eastern time on the Genesis Communications Network. Always good to have you along with us for the ride. As you know, we expand the reporting experience and do the best we can to give you a perspective, a balanced perspective on what's happening in your world so that you can make the right decisions, an informed decision. Imagine that. What a novel concept, right? Well, do we have Liz with us now, Scott? Is she on the phone? Oh, Liz, there you go. Here, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you walk in the door. Liz Peek.
Sure. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Always good to have Liz with us. Excuse me, all of a sudden I'm getting choked up. It must be just because you're on the phone, Liz. I don't know.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah, that's why I understand. Your husband, you know, he says the same thing. He gets all choked up around you, you know, so it's all good. Hey, speaking of people getting choked up, you had an interesting column about why the GOP should learn to love Bernie Sanders. And I want you to break that down for our audience because, you know, this seems to be a rather manipulative, you know, presidential campaign. Everybody's fingers is in everybody's pie here. And so why not the Republicans start messing around with Bernie Sanders' pie?
Well, my point in writing this was twofold, really. One was that it's remarkable to me how little coverage Bernie Sanders is getting for his wins, and there are a lot of them.
Right.
In fact, just recently, as you know, over the weekend, he won three more primary states by huge margins.
Exactly.
And admittedly, Hillary Clinton didn't campaign very hard in those states. But nonetheless, you know, another bunch of victories for Bernie Sanders. Good for him. Mm-hmm. And I thought after the last Super Tuesday, it was really remarkable, the sort of deafening silence that greeted, a number of wins by Bernie Sanders. So what's behind that? What's behind that is that Bernie Sanders is pushing Hillary Clinton, the longer he stays in the race, further and further to the left. And that's very good news for Republicans because Hillary is taking on all kinds of positions in order to sort of outflank this upstart socialist, Bernie Sanders, and make sure that she wins the nomination. They're really untenable. I mean, and think about the careful calculus of the Hillary Clinton we all know and don't particularly love. For example, on the Keystone Pipeline. As you remember, she dithered over Keystone for really years and only came out against Keystone being built when Bernie Sanders made it pretty clear that that was something he was going to attack her on. And you know, it's sort of interesting that there has not been any centrist Democrat really challenging Hillary Clinton. It's all been to the left. And as a result, as I say, she has sort of further and further, staked out her turf in positions that are really not particularly popular with the American people. I mean, if you look at sort of polling on things like gun control and so forth, Hillary is sort of continually moving left.
Exactly.
Where the American people are. So what's the strategy for her? Obviously, it's to do that to the point where she wins the nomination, but then tack back to the middle, which is what Bill Clinton did in 1992 successfully, and run as sort of the stable hand, you know, at the tiller. That's her mantra right now. The problem is the longer that Bernie Sanders is in the race, and you've heard lots of people, even including President Obama now, kind of suggest that it'd be nice if he got out of the race. And the reason is because the longer he's in, the more problematic this is, the less likely he's going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I mentioned energy policy in the piece I wrote because that is an area where she has really gone off the deep end, in my view, in advocating now, again, in response to Bernie Sanders, a complete halt on U.S. oil and gas production and coal production on federal lands.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty outrageous comment or policy because it basically means eliminating about a quarter of our current U.S. production of oil and gas. And going forward, she has talked about a moratorium on leases, which basically puts on hold probably 30 to 40% of our yet-to-be-discovered oil and gas reserves. I mean, you know, this is some Americans maybe are appreciative of, but not totally understanding of the fact that we have an unbelievable cornucopia of energy in this country. And what that means is not only have electricity bills remained stable and low for a very long time compared to anywhere else in the world.
Exactly.
But also that our power costs being so remarkably low. For example, Germany pays about four times what we pay for power now, and this is something that is actually causing production and manufacturing to come back to the United States and countries, companies in Europe to look at the United States as a manufacturing hub, not just because of energy, of security and so forth. Also plays a role. But this is a really big win for the United States, something that President Obama should take absolutely no credit for because all he has done is stand in the way of it.
Exactly.
And it's been a really huge win.
Well, Liz, what cracks me up is that she claims that she's a fighter, you know, for the poor and the middle class, and her policies support just the opposite. So how do you reconcile those two dynamics?
Well, there isn't any reconciliation because the vote she's trying to get, those voters don't really weigh the calculus of things like a higher minimum wage. What does that mean for job creation, et cetera? Just as President Obama has not been challenged sufficiently on policies that he has embraced that have led to this very, very sluggish recovery and an increasing number of people not in the workforce. You know, those are unfortunately kind of trends and situations that really all of a sudden raise their head when they become critical, and they're not critical yet, but they are harmful. And honestly, as I look at the Republican race, I am kind of discouraged because I don't know that either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz coming out of this horrifically nasty barroom brawl that is so embarrassing and so childish can really win a national election. And it's a really important national election to win. We need to make sure Hillary Clinton does not become president.
Well, and then here you got the National Enquirer, you know, bringing in their interest as well here. And, which is quite amazing. I mean, this is really could throw things in a spin. And, you know, this came out of left field.
Yes, and who knows what any of it means. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I don't have any insight into the National Enquirer, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. Probably, fortunately, you know, you don't, and that's what you need to do. Well, speaking of Hillary and her, you know, being pushed to the left, I mean, is she going to call Mitt Romney down the road and say, hey, can I have your Etch-a-Sketch?
Well, I mean, it is an interesting situation because someone was saying over the weekend to me, Hillary Clinton has basically gone all in and winning the minority vote.
Exactly.
She's taking out some turf that really might be problematic for white Americans.
Well, Liz, we're going to pick that up from here, okay? Liz Peek is with us. More from Liz right after the break. Stay with us, America.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test has confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we might as well have a good time here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Liz Peek continues, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, a lot being talked about, this chief nomination, the nomination for Chief Justice by President Obama. and the hard line that Republicans are taking, and they're starting to feel the heat back, you know, from the constituency saying, look, it just, you know, it's not going to hurt to meet with him. But again, you just have these, you know, these strong lines between the president and Congress that they just cannot seem to get together no matter what here.
Well, I actually am, I actually come down on the side in this particular case of having a very strong stand against nominating a Supreme Court justice. And here's why. Normally, it would be reasonable to do what you're saying, to meet the president halfway, meet with the justice. This is obviously a nominee who is not particularly problematic for people on the right. But the reason I feel very strongly about this, that the Republicans should not knuckle under to demand that they go along with this nomination, is because President Obama has not worked with Congress since the minute he took office, and that has all been blamed on Republicans, their obstructionism, et cetera. Mm. Let's go back to remembering President Obama's sort of snotty remarks when he got elected about, well, I won, and, you know, basically telling it.
Elections have consequences, yeah.
The elections have consequences. Hiring Rahm Emanuel as one of his first advisors, as someone, as his chief of staff, someone who was known to be a really fierce, combative personality. Obama never intended to work with Congress, and when he spent the first 2 years of his presidency pushing through Obamacare over the objections of the American people, never getting any Republicans on board, you know, you basically kissed goodbye any potential collaboration between the president and Congress. That is simply a fact, and the president did it willfully. Since then, because he has not been able to work with Congress and hasn't, in my view, even tried to do so, he has basically skirted Congress and gone through, tried to accomplish what he wants, his agenda items, via executive orders or through rules and regulations. Obviously, executive orders, a very big part of his immigration approach, the one that is pending before the Supreme Court, is that which protects some 6 million people who are here illegally from deportation, rules and regulations being how he's gone about his clean air agenda, and most particularly by imposing new carbon rules and other kinds of rules from the EPA on particularly the coal industry, but again, fossil fuels in general. So these are enormous issues. They are very contentious. He is not in the mainstream of where the American people are on either of these issues now. So it is not just that he hasn't won over Congress. He also has not won over the American people. Mm-hmm. So that is what this Supreme Court battle is about. It is not about this person. It is not about the president's ability to nominate someone in the last year of his office. It is about the abuse of executive power. And I wish the Republicans were half as good at messaging,
exactly,
as the,
I agree,
Democrats are.
Absolutely,
because,
yeah,
this is the message they need to tell people, and they are not making it clear.
Well, the president's taking advantage of the sociological temperament and mindset of America that is on microwave speed. You know, we're a microwave generation. I say all the time that we're the only generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. And the whole process of the Constitution, the due process formula, is it takes time. And he even made mention, it was interesting, and I believe it was quite revealing when he was talking in Argentina, I believe, may have been even Cuba, where he made the statement that, you know, things just don't move fast enough, and that's why, you know, I kind of, you know, have to move things along, you know, kind of referring to what you're talking about in terms of executive orders, that, you know, he didn't feel like he needed to use Congress because in today's society, by his judgment, see, and this is what concerns me about Judge Merrick Garland, is that he almost has a similar mindset. He is certainly not a Scalia, and this is the challenge that you have with the court, is that are we going to be, you know, a government that really holds on to the Constitution as a not a living document, but as a dead document, which Scalia believed in, you know, or is it dynamic to where it can change based on, you know, the interpretation of nine judges at the time and season of where life happens to be.
Yeah. Well, I think the answer is, I think it is really a reasonable thing. Orrin Hatch wrote an op-ed in the Times today arguing that the people should have a vote on the Supreme Court justice. Again, the problem is the messaging is terrible. The only risk to Republicans in holding firm here is that they'll get battered by the New York Times and other liberal media outlets. Who cares? This is a moment. The Republican leadership has been under assault from the right for not standing up for the people who voted them into office. This is an opportunity for them to do just that, and they need to do it. I think, I just don't really see it any other way. And again, it doesn't matter to me at all what Garland is like. I mean, if Hillary Clinton ends up being elected, she'll probably pick someone much worse.
Exactly. That's the other downside, is that if they don't do this. But you're exactly right, Liz, is the messaging from the GOP side is terrible.
Yeah,
on this whole issue.
Aren't good at it. It's amazing to me, Bill, if you think about it, think about some of the big issues that have, like Flint water or I don't know, that have arisen recently. What you'll hear on any issue like that is Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, Obama's spokesman, they all use even the same language. It's like they're robots.
You know,
they get the memo and they repeat the same phrases, the same words. They're just very good at it. The Republicans are much worse. And it's too bad, because this is something I think a lot of Americans are sympathetic with, the idea that Obama has not worked with Congress and that he has overstepped his bounds. But this is a moment to make that really clear, because a president shouldn't do it. I mean, this is a time, the way our government works, it was set up with checks and balances. And if you have a Supreme Court that doesn't stand up to the executive branch, you're in trouble.
Yes, exactly. Well, the problem we have is the voters do not understand. This is why in this show, I recommend, once a year at least, stop, read the Constitution. Do yourself a favor and just get blessed by the brilliance of our founding fathers and the government that they set up. And, and even if you can go take a class once in a while, there ought to be a remedial continuing education class, for our Constitution. And you just would love the country and our founding fathers all the more for their brilliance and what they set up. I mean, what other country has been blessed like America outside of Israel? It's just, to me, it's just absolutely amazing. And that's also why we're such a target by so many, so many other countries. And of course, with ISIS and that, because you imagine what this world would be like without America. It's scary.
Absolutely. We are, as you say, blessed. But again, this is a malleable situation. Things can change. And we all have to do our best to make sure that the basic premise of how our government is supposed to work, the checks and balances, et cetera, are still in place. The problem is, as you kind of suggest, most people aren't really taught these things in school anymore. They don't grow up with a real admiration for the way our country was founded or even the founders. It all begins a little bit with education, right?
And without a doubt, exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's just unfortunately, our education system is broken. No one has the will to fix it. And I think that is really a shame.
Yeah, if you think not, all you got to do is look and listen to the followers of one Bernie Sanders, right?
Well, and honestly, people kind of across the political spectrum who kind of repeat talking points, but they don't really think through the ramifications of policies and so forth. It's unfortunate.
Exactly. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, thank you so much for being with us. Always good to have your sobering insight here, especially on a Monday morning. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. And it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that'd be me. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and you've heard it said, you know, there's gold in them thar hills, and we want to say that there's gold in the news and opinion that is all around us. And we're fortunate right now to have Matt Towery with us, nationally syndicated columnist, pollster, attorney, political strategist, former state legislator. He is the author of the new book, News Vesting, Use News and Opinion to Grow Your Personal Wealth. Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
A great insight, news vesting. We know that news can rattle people, and if you understand the momentum and its effect on the market, you can pick some winners here that could be rather advantageous for yourself, can't you?
Well, you can, and you can also probably avoid some pitfalls.
Exactly.
It's not really so difficult. The book sort of spells out the process that you use, and anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. Just being, I think the most important thing is being consistent in following news and sort of keeping track of it so you can see the emerging issues before Wall Street does, because they are always the last in the world, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Realize nothing is going to happen.
So, Matt, do you have like a little war room or a big war room where you're just kind of monitoring these geopolitical events and saying, okay, well, hey, we're looking for, you know, some trends here that every time this happens, it points to if we make the right move, we can make more money.
Well, I wish I had a giant war room, but I like most people, am busy doing other things as well. So what I use in the book is what I used when I was a competitive debater back years ago in high school and college. And my first job, oddly enough, was to be the debate preparation guy for a guy named Newt Gingrich. You know, I rely on that. And then what I learned in law school, the system that we use, it's not very difficult, quite frankly, to sort of keep up with the news and keep what I call a flow, or basically a diary. And just go through and you choose your news sites. I try to choose something like the Wall Street Journal just to base myself off of. And then I shoot off into the Internet looking at sort of the popular pages like Yahoo News or whatever that you might see, then some of the financial sites like CNBC or Fox Business. It doesn't take very long, probably 20 minutes a day. And as you start diarying these things, you start listing the issues that are coming up, and you realize the ones that keep dominating, they may not always be on the front page, but you see it day after day, and those are the ones you want to follow and figure out, how do I make money off of this, or how do I avoid losing money?
Right. You know, Matt, speaking of Newt Gingrich, last time he was on, I was teasing him. I said, hey, look, how about if we do a pay-per-view debate between you and President Obama? What do you think?
Well, I don't think you get President Obama to come to that debate.
But I'll tell you, I think it could be, well, you know, I mean, you're right. But if we could make that happen, I think we could hit some, MMA-type numbers here, maybe.
I give him credit. I mean, Newt is certainly one of the, whether you like him or not, he is certainly one of the most articulate, quick on his feet, and also, I might say, knowledgeable people in all of politics.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a brilliant mind. There's no question.
Yeah.
I enjoyed many of the debates the last presidential cycle when he was involved, because you knew he was going to come up with something. You know, first of all, he could articulate his position very brilliantly, and then insights along the way. But anyway, getting back to your book and tracking these items, you know, whether it's ISIS, oil prices, you know, drone activity, whatever. So you're seeing the momentum in the marketplace and these things coming back time and time again. So that information is giving you insight into where you should invest or not invest, correct?
Yes, and I mean, it's just common sense. I'll give a quick example. Back in 2014, I write about this in the book. I was following ISIS as it was emerging and really wasn't getting much play in the summer of 2014. It began to reach some prominence. And then we saw Ebola creating a bigger stir in Africa. Right. And as you know, of course, in the summer, late summer, early fall of 2014, Ebola came to our shores. And the combination of those two did two things. One, it drove the S&P index down. So I bought the broader index just as every day it would drop. I bought a little bit of it, not too much. Mm-hmm. But also, on the day that the individual got off of the plane, she was a nurse, but she got off of a plane.
Right,
and
right.
2 days later, I think she was in Dallas, and she had Ebola. And it was then revealed that she had a fever on that plane. Well, I asked my investment advisor, because I always think you should use one, no matter whether you're news best or not. I said, what's the strongest airline stock? He said, oh, you know, American. I said, let's buy it right now, because there was a panic going on, and the stocks were just plummeting. And if you use the analysis part that I mentioned in the book, the analysis would be very simple. Where are they going to be able to screen people if a big epidemic takes place the easiest? And that's going to be at the airports.
Exactly.
And not at big, you know, athletic events or at malls or whatever. So I put my money there. Within 2 weeks, I sold it, had about a 30%+ return on my investment.
Well,
so you don't always do that. And I really advocate holding things for a longer period of time. But that was a unique example of how news could make you money pretty quickly.
Well, I want you to expand and go a little bit deeper, because you talk about the five steps investors should follow to make more informed investment decisions in your book. You touched a little bit on that right now, but let's unfold that a little bit more.
Sure. Well, the first thing you need, of course, is to identify your issues, and that's that. Going through these news sites, just keeping a little journal. You don't have to write a lot, just enough to say. For example, the dollar was strong in all of 2015. Then you say, okay, what does a strong dollar do? You can research it, just Google it, and you'll find out. Certain stocks do well with a strong dollar, certain ones don't. So I started investing in the ones that have a strong dollar. That's the second part of this, and that is sort of applying your rule. What are the rules that exist? Well, one of the rules we know, and that anyone can see if you read these stories, is if you have a strong dollar, companies that produce products that are sold primarily in the U.S. do well, but those who sell overseas don't do as well, because, of course, it's not as attractive for overseas consumers to buy our products then. So then you take your issue, your rule, you apply your analysis. My analysis is, I think this is going to be the case for quite a while. The Fed's talking about tightening the dollar, the tightening interest rates, which also tightens the dollar. And then you have, finally, your conclusion, and that conclusion is, what stocks do I buy? And then you start looking at the strongest stocks. In this case, last year, I bought Philip Morris, which is actually Altria, because they primarily sell their products just within the United States. They do
exactly.
Very well with a strong dollar, and they have a great dividend that they pay. And so that's what I chose, along with a couple of other stocks that I thought would do well with a strong dollar. And the return was phenomenal, whereas the S&P and the Dow for the year were just flat.
Yeah. Well, Matt, how about some more successful investments for 2015 stocks that you enjoyed?
Well, I would say for 2015, I started investing in the defense stocks because it's pretty obvious to me if you see
right.
that diary that, you know, the world was on fire. On top of that, the proposed agreement with Iran, which ultimately became an agreement that President Obama signed with Iran, caused a lot of concern, not just with Israel, but many of the countries in the Middle East. And so I said, gee, I wonder what they're going to do, where they buy their stuff and how much they buy. You know, I'm a simple guy. I don't know all the details.
Right.
Pretty quickly, I found the defense stocks that provided to those countries. They were buying with them. I bought four or five different defense stocks. They all went up way up in 2015. And I'm actually still buying them now because of the unrest that we have around the world, including the threat from North Korea.
North Korea, exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, that's a good transition into 2016. What would you recommend?
Well, right now I'm pretty big again on these defense stocks. I think they're a good area to be because in the long history of buying, and I do advise that people be long-term buyers, in the long-term history of stocks, these defense stocks have done very well, and they pay a decent dividend as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm transitioning over to some other areas, though. I think, although I'm primarily a dividend-type player, I think if we see any retrenchment or fallback in the market, I'm going to be a buyer probably of Google because I think that's the next great corporation in America. It's already very expensive.
Right.
But if you see a decline at all in it, I mean, there are just too many things that go Google's way. Great example in the news the other day. We learned that Google was down negotiating deals to take their product to Cuba before the president got there.
Wow,
now,
exactly. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Matt Towery has been our guest. Congratulations, Matt, on the book, Newsvesting News. Use news and opinion to grow your personal wealth, available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Oh, yeah, on Amazon.com and all the stores, sure.
You got it. Matt Towery, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus. Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Follies are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Free, stop, free! God's not dead, he's dead alive!
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and show times available at godsnotdead.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
America, a little foot-stopping music. Got to get the blood circulating here, okay? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us right now, serves as the co-host and spokesman for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, a television outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, senior pastor of the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church for 48 years until his death in 2007. Jerry produces a weekly column for the ministry, often produces many TV segments. He also wrote in his thesis on the importance of America's Christian heritage and how pastors and lay people can pass on that heritage. And, Jerry, let me tell you, boy, that is something that, you know, the pulpits need to be, imbued with a bit here, is to understand that, you know, there's not a whole lot of apology that has to be made for, you know, the Christian heritage, in the founding of this country and the development thereof.
No, I totally agree. And in fact, even people who were more liberal in their perspective, at least later in his life, Thomas Jefferson said earlier in his life that Almighty God has created the mind free, and all attempts to force people to believe the same things, all it does is beget habits of hypocrisy. And he said there it's a departure from the plans of the holy author of our religion, talking about Jesus. So in other words, trying to force people into what they believe religiously is anti-Christian, said Jefferson. And ultimately, you know, in America, we have this religious freedom which extends to all, but it's a gift of Christianity, and people forget that. And now, unfortunately, we're in a day where Christian and conservative views are often being censored by the liberals, and it's really quite a turnaround.
Well, for so long, you know, the Christian voice has been quieted. Anytime Christians would raise their voice, they get kicked in the teeth, and I find it quite ironic. Gallup did a poll last year and said that the general public was upset with the church because they haven't been participating in the conversation in the public square. I said, well, you kicked the church out, and now you're upset because they're not participating. They're just doing what you told them to do.
Well, that's true, but it's also true that there's a lot of self-censorship on the part of pastors, and I think it's great to consider the fact that throughout church history, there have been bold pastors through the centuries. I mean, for example, I'm from Chicago, and at the Art Institute of Chicago, there's this beautiful painting showing St. Ambrose, who was a great Christian leader in the 300s, late 300s. He helped St. Augustine, by the way, you know, understand the Christian faith and so forth. But anyway, here's St. Ambrose rebuking, as a minister, as a priest or whatever, as a pastor, he's rebuking the emperor of all of Rome, who was, you know, proclaimed to be a Christian. And that emperor took that counsel and repented of what he had done. He had done something wrong. Ambrose called him out on it, taking his own life in his hands, because literally, you know, that emperor could have just had him killed.
Mm.
But instead, the emperor repented, and it doesn't always work out that way. You think of Thomas More in the days of Henry VIII, jumping
right
ahead to the 1500s. Thomas More said, "What you're doing here is wrong, Henry VIII," and Henry VIII had him beheaded.
Right.
And Thomas More said very famously, "I die as the king's faithful servant, but as God's first." In other words, God's faithful servant
right
first.
Exactly.
And so through the centuries, Christians have got to be bold. And, you know, even in the American experience, there were a lot of Christian pastors in the days of the colonial era, especially around the time of independence, where they were looking to the Bible and proclaiming the Bible and showing how biblical principles led to a better way of life. And some have even called the clergymen, especially those of New England, the Black Regiment, because they were, you know, like an additional regiment in the forces for independence.
Mm.
And so the church always has a role to play. And when we're silent, we all suffer for it.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, the church is the conscience of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that conscience working out lately? You know,
exactly.
Not as well, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, and we know that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. They're not rejoicing very much these days.
No, they're not. And and it's really quite a shame. And in this article that you had asked me about, or you asked me to talk about a little
exactly
bit, I wrote an article recently basically saying that at this point, you know, let's be honest, liberals are the true censors. I mean, spawned the article was really a number of things, and just looking at all of them all at the same time. Now, whether you agree with Donald Trump or disagree with Donald Trump, it's one thing. But the idea that professional thugs would go out and try to cripple rallies or to physically attack him so he wouldn't be able to speak to people or to tie up traffic illegally and so forth so that people couldn't attend rallies, that's very bad. I mean, okay, the people on the other side might say, well, we don't agree with Donald Trump. Okay, fine, but what is this? You know, a type of scenario where brown shirts in the streets get
exactly
the veil by showing that might makes right? I mean, that's terrible.
Right.
I don't see how any, even a liberal, could countenance that. I mean, that's wrong. By the way, I don't agree with Donald Trump, and that may be, you know, puts me in a bad light with some of your listeners, but I do see that he's tapping into this righteous anger and hostility towards this elitist mentality on the part of so many in leadership, including on both sides, you know, of the aisle. In other words, both Republicans and Democrats. So I understand what's going on, but nobody should use force in America.
Right.
In America, where we have a constitutional republic, in order to get their way across. Otherwise, you know, we're on a very, very dangerous path. I see this couple. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, Jerry, what has happened is that people's voices have been invalidated to the detriment of our nation. I mean, case in point, just look at Obamacare. It is such a mess because it was directed by one group of people and one, you know, one agency of thought, you know, from the Democrats. I mean, no Republican participation.
Yeah,
you know,
not even the liberal ones.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, come on, are you kidding me? And this is why it is such a, I mean, I think one of the reasons why it's such a mess. And, you know, our founding fathers understood the significance of the First Amendment right and the freedom of speech. The scary thing is right now, this is probably, you know, that I can remember, you know, during my lifetime, one of the most manipulative political campaigns ever, where you've got people crossing lines and doing everything that they can to, you know, censor speech, you know, with professional agitators, which you just drew mention of. And, you know, the George Soros of the world, you know, he's not keeping his money on the side of the block. He's saying, hey, look, if I invest over here, I can direct, you know, what happens and influence what happens on the Republican side because it serves the Democratic interest or his progressive interest.
That is so true. And then you look at things like, let's say, same-sex marriage. If somebody disagrees with the party line on that, they get beaten down. In my column, I mentioned this wonderful couple that I've met, a Christian couple, where their conscience did not allow them to, as Christian bakers, to bake a cake and celebrate a same-sex union. Mm-hmm. And this was in the state of Oregon. And the state of Oregon now has fined them $135,000. And initially, they didn't want to pay this because they felt it wasn't right. And they were trying to have their day in court. They hadn't even had their day in court. And then the state stepped in and took that money plus interest
out of their
bank account.
Exactly.
And, you know, at Christmas time, Mrs. Melissa...
Melissa Klein.
Sweet Cakes by Melissa. She puts her ATM and tried to get a little money out for Christmas and couldn't get it. All their money had been taken away. Oh, and the government even gave them a gag order, put them under a gag order saying, you're not able to talk about this. And so what is this? It's like Gary Bauer said, some of these people, they went to bed in America and then they woke up in Russia.
Exactly.
You know, we can't disagree on something like same-sex marriage. I mean, even the man who wrote the decision in favor of same-sex marriage, at the time of the arguments, and I'm talking about here, but Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy of the U.S. Supreme Court, he said, I keep thinking about one word, millennia, millennia. Mm-hmm. Millennia of tradition has argued in favor of marriage as being one man and one woman, and this court is being asked to rewrite that decision. Well, 2 or 3 months later, he went against what he had said, you know, in that statement about millennia, and they went against millennia. And here, if you disagree with this, you get punished. I mean, look at Kim Davis; she went to jail. I've met that.
Exactly.
She's just a godly, sweet lady. Had no intention to be a martyr of any kind. She just wanted to do what was right and felt that her conscience was more important than obeying a state that was being wrong in God's eyes.
Yeah, we just talked with Aaron and Melissa Klein last month in Tennessee.
Good for you. Yeah,
they're just very sweet, and they've been on with us a couple of times. And the thing I could sense, and she really choked up on it, was that her dream, dream was being quenched, Jerry. And though she had, I mean, they had crowd, fundraising, and they raised money to take care of that. But more importantly, it's just her dream was stolen. And I think that's what a lot of people around the world, as you say, you wake up in Russia or some, government dictated, country like that, and your dreams are stolen. And I think those are the most precious God-given gifts that He gives us. He gives us that design and purpose for us to go out and says, be fruitful, multiply. And then we've got a government sticking a stick in our spokes as we're rolling down the road. You know, how does that work?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you can read this column and others like it at JerryNewcomb.com.
Well, that's great, Jerry.
Thank you
so much for coming on. I appreciate it. We got to have you back and get a regular dose of you if that's okay. All right?
Sure, absolutely. Say hi to Steve Moore for me, Bob.
Okay, will do. Will do.
I'm one of my brothers in grade school.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I will pass on your regards. Jerry Newcomb on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.